for listening to the Rivers Podcast. For more information on this teaching, visit our website at theriver.info.
Week 3 in the series, The Tough Sayings of Jesus. It's those things that he said when you wished he wouldn't have said them. You read them and you're like, oh, I wish he wouldn't have said that. Makes you a little uncomfortable, makes you squirm a little bit. The things that you kind of just brush over and ignore, the things that you wish your non-Christian friends would never find in the Bible. You know, it's those things you're just like, oh, Jesus, why did you say that? Remember that as a person of faith, whether you're a seed, a root, and tree in your journey, you need to be a thinker in your faith. Otherwise, you will be a stinker in your faith. So we've been saying all along that there's more information out there than you have in here. So as a follower of Christ, you've got to become a thinker in your faith so that you're not a stinker in your faith. So let's just jump right into today's tough saying of Jesus, Luke chapter 9, verse 23. You must deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Maybe I chose the wrong text today because that doesn't seem like a tough text because crosses are cute. How many of you got some jewelry right now with the cross on? Raise your hand nice and high. Let me see. Aw, just repeat after me. Aw, that's cute. Yeah. How many of you got at least a tattoo of a cross on you somewhere, at least one? Aw. Everybody point at me and say, that's cute. Crosses are cute. I mean, we all have crosses either tattooed or necklaced or jewelried on us. Aw. And some of you who've got your cross around your neck are saying, yeah, I did it this morning, Jesus. I picked up my cross. I put that sucker around my neck, and I'm doing what you said. Maybe it's not such a difficult saying after all. But you know, right? You know, I'm not telling you anything new, that the cross really wasn't cute back in the day of Jesus, right? You know that in the day of Jesus, the cross was an instrument of horrible torture. In fact, it was reserved for the most vilest of offenders, the most heinous of criminals. You know, usually they would kill people other ways. It was very nice of them. They would kill them much more courteously unless they really wanted to make a scene saying this person was really bad. It would be as if Jesus were to say, take up your guillotine and follow me. Y'all know what a guillotine is? Hey, kids, you know what a guillotine is? And you don't know what Google image that. With the safe search on, a guillotine. Or it would be as if Jesus were to say, take up your gas chamber and follow me. Yeah. Take up your gas chamber, take up your guillotine, take up your noose, tie it around your neck, and follow me. Take up your execution, take up your torture, and follow me. Well, that sounds awful. Maybe when we understand what the cross really was, maybe this does belong on the top of the list of tough sayings of Jesus. Are you clear on what he's saying? He's saying to you, take up that awful instrument that ends your life and follow me. Amen, baby. You know what's weird about the cross? It was a voluntary thing. You know that Jesus didn't get put on the cross? You know that he went to the cross? So when Jesus tells his followers to take up the cross, he's only saying, do what I did. He made a choice to go to the cross. He made a choice to end his life so that you could have life. Turn to your neighbor, friendly finger, and say, you're the reason he went. Now say it with some conviction. Say, you're the reason he went. The tool of torture was chosen so that you could have life. This is good news. I'm glad Rod agrees. Because we have established here that if you got a pulse, you got issues. Jesus looks at you in the midst of your issues and says, I died for that. Jesus looks at you in the midst of your stupid choices. How many of you have made stupid choices this week? All right, if you really know your stupidity, raise your hand first. How many, I beat you. How many of you really know that you're stupid? And that you're prone to do dumb things? And that you're prone to hurt the people you don't want to hurt? Anybody? And the rest of you aren't raising your hands are by not raising your hands lying right in front of the Lord. You are the reason, and the reason you raise your hand is the reason that Jesus chose that. So in the midst of this tough saying of Jesus, we got to take a time out and say, what is it about? It's about him doing some work so that we could stand tall, forgiven, redeemed, and free. You know, we've been saying forever, if you got a pulse, but the issues aren't the point. The reason we say that is so that you can get your issues on the table because, you know, the church is often the place where people pretend like they don't have issues, right? I don't know how many times I went to church growing up, you know, everybody was what? What is everybody? How you doing? I'm fine. Fine, right? We talked about that a while ago. We're not fine. But Jesus says he went to the cross so that we could get our issues out, and it's not about your issues. It's about the work he wants to do in you, through you, and over your issues because not only when you have a pulse, do you have issues. If you got a pulse, you got a... You got a purpose. So take up, so you are the reason he took up his cross. Therefore, maybe he can be the reason you take up your cross. Did you hear that one? Elbow your neighbor and say, listen. He looked at you and said, you're the reason I took up my cross. And I'm wondering if he can be the reason you take up your cross. If anyone would follow me, take up your cross and follow me. Let's read the rest of the verse, the whole verse. And a couple verses around it. If anyone would come after me, if anyone. Does that include the addicted person? Yes. Really? Does it include our homeless brothers and sisters? Does it include that executive who can pretend like he doesn't have issues but is really steeped in junk? Does it include him too?
Yes.
How about the stay-at-home mom? Does it include her?
Yes.
So anyone you're telling me means what?
Anyone.
If anyone would come after me. Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Can I give you bad news? Can I give you bad news this morning?
Okay.
If you don't want bad news, plug yours. There's a word in here, daily. Oh, man. That stinks. Hey, kids, are you allowed to use that word that starts with an S and rhymes with duck? Is Andrew, are you allowed to use that word in your home? Yeah, that one. You are? Is he allowed to use that word? Penzodi kids, are we allowed to use that word? Mom? If you're not allowed to use that word, plug yours, because that really sucks. I mean, it really does. Daily? You know, I remember my dad, my parents got divorced. You might know why after this statement. You know, Mike, you don't love me. I told you I loved you the day we got married. Isn't that enough? How many of you have heard that thing said before, right? Oh, if it were only that easy to deny yourself one time. Yeah, I did it back in 1992. You know what I did in 92? I denied myself that one time. Daily. That's a strong word. You see, the tough saying of Jesus, it's tough in part because it's daily. Because we're prone to be stupid daily. We're prone to serve ourselves daily. It's a tough saying because Jesus is saying, take up that thing which will end your life, which will end your narcissism, which will end your self-focus daily. Daily. Turn to your neighbor and say daily. Turn to your neighbor and say daily this way, like you're kind of bummed about it, like, oh, daily. But turn to your neighbor knowing that when they deny themselves daily, the world is a better place. And say daily like you mean it. Say daily.
Daily.
Yeah, daily. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross
daily.
And follow me. For whoever would save his or her life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what does it profit a man or a woman if he gains the whole world and loses or forfeits himself? take up your cross. It's voluntary. It's a choice. It's a daily thing. You got to do it. So you leave here every Sunday and you go out there and you see that sign out there says the lost, the least, the lonely. The lost, the least, the lonely is who Jesus came for. And let's just be clear, all of us at one point in time, whether we're poor, rich, addicted, not addicted, all of us have fallen into that category, right? That's not an exclusionary title, the lost, the least, and the lonely, as if we've got our act together. We only have our act together from time to time because of who Jesus is and because of the grace in our lives. Do you agree? And so when we leave, we see our mission. We walk out and we see that it's about the lost, the least, and the lonely. And so when Jesus says, take up your cross, deny yourself daily, he's calling us to live a life for others. You know, church is fun. I love when we worship. I love when we do this worship stuff and I get to scream and spit and yell and have some fun up here. But you know what? This is not the game. What is this? What is it? This is halftime. The game is out there. Now, I can't wait for September to come so we get some NFL on the TV. How many are so excited about that? Wow, most naturally excited you've been all day right there. But how bummed would you be if after the first half, your team went into the halftime and they had cameras in there and the team said, you know, we're just going to stay here because we love halftime. Remember them orange slices that mom brought to soccer practice? Yeah. Love orange slices. Halftime. There's a game out there. They're waiting for you. The TV's on. The crowd's screaming. Halftime. Orange slices and Gatorade. Halftime. We love halftime. I'm staying in the room because, you know, when you play the game, y'all could get hurt. Right? I mean, you've heard my story, right? 6 knee surgeries, 6 broken ankles, on 3 different occasions, tore tendons and ligaments in my feet, broke my arm, nasty, right? Screw that, I'm staying at halftime. 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 Now, you know that's silly. You know that's silly. Because we were made for halftime. Oh, in part we were because we were made to worship. There's something that does, it's just something rises in the soul good when we worship and when you get some word. We were made for this, but this isn't the end game. This is just to get us ready to play the game. You know it's silly, the thought of just staying at halftime, but you know what? The American church, and by the way, we're part of the American church serves and lives for halftime. Get in the game, people. This is a tough saying because the crosses aren't cute. They're a device that ends the selfishness and they're voluntary. You got to choose to do it. That's the hard part. And if, friends, you got to get in the game. Now, here's what I know. I can see it on some of y'all's faces. Some of y'all are just tired. I see that too. But some of you are a little inspired because the bald guy yelled and spit a little bit. How many of you are a little inspired this morning? Yeah. How many are like, come on, coach, let's get in the game. Yeah. Easy to be inspired. Hard to change. Easy to be inspired. In fact, we could get a good froth going in here. I could whip y'all up. Woo, I'm inspired. And then we leave out there and that roast is cooking and I got to get home so it doesn't burn. Easy to be inspired at church. Yeah, go pick up my cross today. And then that jerk cuts you off and you forget your friendly finger. Easy to be inspired. Incredibly difficult to change. Take up your cross. Deny yourself daily. And follow me, friends. It's fine to be inspired, but that's not what the Lord wants. The Lord wants you to change. Right? Whether we're a seed in the faith, whether we're roots in the faith, trees in the faith, wherever you're at in your faith journey, or even if you're not even in, you know, following Christ yet, that's fine. Wherever you're at, it's about, you know, growing. It's about growing. The world needs followers of Jesus who actually follow Jesus. You know, the world doesn't need more churchgoers who sit on a Sunday and think halftime is the game. Put down your orange slices and go serve somebody. You know how many worship songs we usually sing? This many. Say it. Let's do it this way. If you're over the age of 10, say five. If you're under the age of 10, be louder than that and say five. Yeah. Are there any kids in this section? Oh, yeah, little kids. How many worship songs do we normally sing? If you're under the age of 10, say it like you mean it. How many worship songs did we sing today? Two, Xander. We sang two. How long do I normally teach? I know it seems like it goes by. It's so gripping all the time, and it seems just like mere minutes. I got a lot more time to preach, but we're not going to use it to preach today. Because I'm going to help you change by cutting halftime a little short today. So we have collectively four opportunities that you can jump on board with right now that you'll see in a video here in a minute that will introduce what the four options are. Because we want you to get out and we want you to put into practice that which you've heard today. It's a tough saying. More than just because it's talking about, you know, crosses and execution devices. It's a tough saying because it's asking you to deny yourself and to make a choice to live for somebody else. And it's a tough saying because it's easier and safer to sit in the comfortable air-conditioned confines of a church. It's a tough saying because it actually is requiring and asking something of you. So we've got four opportunities for you to plug into to put this teaching in action right now. Now, I know not every one of you is going to do that right now because, you know, that's just the way it is. Well, you know, you'll probably spend 30 years in purgatory if you don't, right? We don't believe in purgatory here, so that's not true. Here's the deal. If you don't choose to go with one of these four opportunities of service right now, that's okay. But don't choose to not do anything this week. Do something. Do something. Do one of the four options we have for you this morning. Make your own family thing where you can go serve somewhere. Today, this evening, tomorrow. But don't just leave here inspired. You can stay, just like you can just stand right here and be inspired. Don't leave here inspired. Leave here changed. Just a little different. Just a baby step. Just be a little different. If anyone would follow me, let him or her deny himself, take up his cross daily. Watch this and then get busy.
Thanks for listening. For more information, check us out online at theriver.info.